Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chilly start, 42 degrees outside right now. Man, I was outside earlier. Just a day like this, Jeff Nowak, good morning to you, by the way, WWL contributor and Saints sideline reporter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's getting a little warmer, but I got the dog in a sweater. You know, it's that
do
time
you?
Of year.
Aw. Yeah. What kind of dog is it?
It's a German Shepherd Husky mix, so she's okay.
It's a big sweater. It's a big dog.
She just likes to, yeah, it's a little Santa sweater.
Be a big hairy sweater, I'll tell you that, when you take that off. Weather like this makes me want to put on flannel shirt and jeans and eat a big old giant pancake breakfast and sausage and bacon and everything, and then get right back in bed and sleep it off. Let's talk about the Saints. What did you notice on, did you notice anything on the sideline? Did you notice something different when they came out, even in the warm-ups or anything?
I mean, I don't know about warm-ups, but you know, you notice something different when a team that's lost 8 of 9 games is playing well, you know, and there's because here's the thing. Like, I talked to a lot of players in the buildup to the game, and one thing people were pretty consistent about was saying, like, hey, this is not the same as last year. Like, last year we went out to Carolina, and it was bleak, and the energy was all negative, and nothing was going well, and you could feel it. But this year didn't seem like that. This year they felt like everything was being done the right way. The energy in the locker room was good. There was no fracturing. And, you know, you hear that, and I've said from a 1-8 team, and you're kind of just like, yeah, okay, sure. But then you go out there and you play like that, and you show up, and yeah, I don't think you play a game like that if you're just going through the motions. And so I think, you know, a lot of people in the locker room do feel that way. They feel like the 1-8 record isn't representative, or the 2-8 record isn't representative of the team that they have. And so, you know, going out on the road and winning a game, you know, I think it's just a positive vibe that they can kind of push forward, because they're all kind of process-driven people. And when you feel like the process is right and you're not getting the results, that's frustrating. So I do think it was a bit of a kind of a release. You know, we hear all the time about complimentary football so much that it's like it loses all meaning, right? But that's what it is, right? It's the offense supporting the defense, supporting the offense, supporting the defense. And suddenly winning a game feels a lot easier.
Yeah, it's interesting you say process-driven people, because it goes back to the old saying, surrender the results of the process, right? And I think that's
right.
Not just football. I think that's life. You need to surrender the results of the process, because if the process isn't right, you're an idiot to count on results. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, and that's the only way you know, these NFL teams can operate, right? Like, you spend the week, you do – if you don't feel like the process is right and the results are bad, then, yeah, it's not about – changing the results. You can't change the results unless you change the process.
Right.
It's got to start with what you're doing to prepare and how you're coaching.
But that's everything
and
to me, not just football. That's life, man.
Yeah.
That's everything, right?
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
So let's talk about Alvin Kamara. This man was running like a man possessed on Sunday. He maybe nicked up before and feeling better on Sunday, or do we know?
Yeah, well, I mean, he has been dealing with an ankle injury all season. I don't think it's anything that he would point to and say, that's why I've been ineffective. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it had to do with, you know, you run 40 plays in a game, you only had 6 rushing attempts in a game, it's not going to you're not going to run the ball well. I mean, that's just how it goes. I don't know. Maybe he just liked going to that stadium last year at that at Bank of America Stadium. Even in that terrible game, he had like 215 yards. I think he ran for 155. I think it was a career high for him. Mm-hmm. And this game was 83 for 22. You know, 3.8-yard average isn't ideal, but it's up there in the acceptable range of outcomes, especially when you know, you're getting another 22 rushing yards from Devin Neal and Taysom Hill is getting some stuff done. So I don't know. I think it's more about the offense than Alvin. I think Alvin's kind of been the same guy. You got him involved in a screen. You know, you got. I think just having success in the run game is what creates more success, right? And
right.
When you're not having success, I think what this offense has been prone to do is just get away from the run too quickly. And when you can stay behind it, and when you can play with a lead, it gets a lot easier to you know do what you want to do on offense, right? You're getting to pages in the playbook that you just haven't been able to get to in games where you're behind the entire time. Well, you were ahead for a majority of this game, and you played like that, and football is just a lot easier when you're playing with a lead.
He was so close to breaking one, and I was hoping so badly that he would. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. Talking to Jeff Nowak. We'll talk about Tyler Shuck when we come back. Also, Demario Davis had a great game, and Granderson stepped up on one play, one pass defense play. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with WWL Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Jeff, talk about Tyler Shuck, if you will, and what you saw from him on Sunday.
Yeah, I think you just saw a young quarterback who played very under control. You know, the big thing from that game, you know, there's things to correct. It wasn't all perfect. But, you know, one of the struggles early in the season, I think the Saints started 1 for 27 in 3rd-and-7 or longer situations, which obviously is not an ideal scenario if you're an NFL offense. A majority of Tyler's big throws in that game came on 3rd-and-long. Mm-hmm. He had a 3rd-and-6 that he converted to the running back where he just extended and found Devin Neal and got the ball to him in a spot where he could run. First down conversion in a spot that, you know, if he just gets it to Devin and he goes down, like that's a punt. Right, 3rd-and-12 early in the game, the first drive, you know, looks like, here we go again, a 3-and-out after a long scoring drive. Well, he extends, he breaks out of a sack, he finds Juwan Johnson for a 52-yard catch and run. Chris Olave's touchdown, the 62-yard touchdown, that was on 3rd-and-8. Juwan's touchdown later in the game that kind of iced it, that was another 3rd-and-12. So, you know, being able to find plays and extend and stay behind the line of scrimmage and executing those scramble drills, That's something the Saints just hadn't been able to do over the first half of the season. And life gets a lot easier when you can find kind of free money like that. You know, and I just like the way he operated. I like the way he handled the offense. I think the Panthers kind of came in there not expecting him to do that, not expecting him to create the way he did. And he was able to take advantage of that.
Do you think
that Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He sustains this for the rest of the season?
I mean, it's tough to say. He's a rookie quarterback. I think he is benefiting right now from the fact that defenses don't know what he's going to do. They don't know what he likes to do in certain situations. They don't know what routes he likes to target. You know, I think he's a different quarterback right now than maybe what they saw in college. Mm-hmm. And the Rams game, it wasn't giving you much, considering that's not the offense the Saints want to run. So, mm-hmm. There will be rougher days ahead. But I think, when you're talking about a quarterback and you're talking about the future of a team, and even especially a 2-8 team, a team that probably feels like the playoffs are already out of the picture, barring something miraculous, what you need to feel like to have an upward trajectory is that you have a quarterback and you have the potential quarterback of the future. Now, I'm not telling you that that's what he's going to be after one start. That was a very good start. But I think what the first thing you have to prove in that scenario is that, okay, the quarterback of the future talk, that's like way down the road, right? But what you have to prove is that the road exists. Now, there may be some potholes that you drive into. You may pop a tire along the way and things may go wrong. But I think what Tyler was able to prove in that game, at least to me, was that that road is there and it's worth driving down and seeing what it looks like. Now, he could come back and throw two interceptions against the Falcons and everyone's going to be down on him again, but this is just the process. And I think what you saw in that game was that the ceiling is high. And when you want to be talking about a quarterback with a high ceiling that you hope can get there. And I think that's why there's just a lot of optimism right now around the quarterback. And it helps that you're on a bye week so you can kind of sustain that good energy and build forward. And if you can come back and have a good performance against the Falcons, that's only going to get louder. So, no, I was really happy. I was really pleased. I think I've been high on Tyler since the beginning, mm-hmm. Even when it wasn't popular. So it was cool to see him go out and do that because I think he is a very talented player.
What impressed you defensively?
Oh, I mean, the stop and the run. The Panthers' offense is not complicated, but, it doesn't have to be complicated if it works. And what the Saints were able to do is just bottle up Rico Dowdle. He came in averaging 130 yards a game. And once they were able to do that and they forced Bryce to beat them, he just didn't have the juice. And it can get contagious. Like, the defensive line really set the tone. And I was just happy with the energy they played with.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. I hope you enjoy your bye week. You doing anything special?
Absolutely not.
Just relaxing with the missus. Huh? She'll be glad to have you home. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all.
Jeff Nowak, WWO Saints sideline reporter. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, about a new report on short-term rental recommendations. Then at 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with a general and addiction psychiatrist who wrote a new book about your food-addicted brain and what food can be addictive and can it be addictive. So stay tuned for that. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.